fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of December. Prepper tip of the day, pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Hunker down. Maintain situational awareness. Expanded prepper tip, plan your 2021 training for your team now. It's December. It will be the first month of the year here in just a few days. So now is the time to be making those training plans. And last but not least, there is no pandemic. A disease that kills 0.3% of the people who get it is not a pandemic. We need to be repeating that over and over every chance we get. Professor McCanny should be joining us in about 7 or 8 minutes or so. We're looking forward to having him with us. In the meantime, we'll have some open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. I've become an even bigger fan of Mike Adams these past few weeks. Mike's been doing a daily update that I appreciate. Same thing with Dan Bongino. He does a daily update. Despite his dealing with cancer, he had a tumor on his neck removed recently. He had chemotherapy, the whole nine yards. But he's hanging in there doing his daily show. Thank you, Dan, for doing so. Appreciate it. Mike Adams' website, Natural News, is a place where you can find well-written articles by people who are qualified to write what they're talking about. And I find it very helpful to go there and check it out every chance I get. I think you'll find out that you'll find it worthwhile for yourself as well. Getting real information is not easy. Fox News, beginning the November 3rd, started losing big chunks of their audience, which they should after what they did the election night regarding Arizona and the election results. They're scrambling to rebuild their audience. That's a shame because they, even though they're mainstream news, they were pretty good for most of the reporting. I know that previously, you would never hear any adverse programming or shows about the pharmaceutical industry. that simply wasn't going to happen on Fox News. They have too much revenue at risk to allow that to take place. Maybe they can rebuild the reputation. I know they're struggling hard to do that. What they were known for was having liberal shows and liberal hosts during the daytime and conservative shows, conservative hosts in the evening is what they were known for, trying to have it both ways. So, looks like, okay, we got a caller here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, John. Good to speak to you again. I think we're going to have use Newsom's rule here in New York State, and we're going to out on the lawn in 3 feet of snow, or in the snowbank that's 6 feet tall. How's that sound?
It sounds
great. We
can't
have it indoors.
Yeah. All right.
How ridiculous! People are wearing bags over their head in Great Britain. And one of the hosts, regular guests to one of the hosts from over there, said he saw on the train a lady was riding the train with a bag over her head, and he was just astounded.
Amazing. Dave, as I like to say these days, the combination of ignorance and fear is a sight to behold.
It is, and the fear is a very low vibration, as Carrie Madej said, and she's, you know, she gave a very, very good talk that's posted up on RBN. It explained everything about this vaccine that I needed to know for a basic information in 20 minutes of the talk, and the talk goes on for an hour.
Right,
so I think that's really, really good talk.
Dave, let me help you out here, Dave. Let me help you out, Dave.
Yeah.
We're always looking for good investments that have a sure payoff. I'll be meeting with relatives over the Christmas holidays, and I'll make discreet inquiries about who's going to get the vaccine, and then I'll ask them for their birth date, because all I need to get a life insurance policy is their name and their birth date. And I'll take out a life insurance policy on them, and as a great investment that will pay off in the not too distant future, about a year or so. What do you think?
Well, I think we may have a situation where we've got the zombies, like they show on TV, the zombies and the cyborgs, but somebody could die. Tip over Tiffany, the nurse who fell over a few seconds, basically minutes after she got the vaccine. Is apparently not showed up to work, and there's rumors that she could be dead, and that the family got death threats to not say anything. You don't know, but what, she's not at work. It's horrible. And Carrie Madej said that this contains propylene glycol, which 70% of the people are allergic to.
Isn't that what we put in our car for antifreeze?
Well, ethylene glycol or propylene glycol, yes. Those
That's
are
what I thought.
I mean, of course,
sign me up. I want some antifreeze in my bloodstream. Yeah, sign me up. That's what I need, some antifreeze in my bloodstream.
John, they need antifreeze because they're freezing it down to minus 94 centigrade or something. And why are they freezing it down there? Because they've got antifreeze in it. It makes circular logic sense to me. I don't know if there's a real reason for them to freeze it. But, you know, I mean, that occurred to me. It occurred to me that, you know, what the heck's going on here? But I do have to say, John, that when I look at the worldometers, and that is an approximation, I would say, of anything, they show that closed cases in the United States, 3% of the people died from COVID-19. And when I go through the numbers using all age groups, okay, and take the data from the CDC of 276,000, which is much lower than they're showing on TV because whatever reason, you know, I get 2.48%. And the problem here, as you could well point out, I don't think the 0.3% is accurate, but you could point out that 21,000 out of the 276,000 are age 65 and over. So if you look at the data below 65, There's only like 55,000 people claimed to have died from COVID-19. And I think looking at the death numbers rather than rates is very important, because if you look at rates, you're comparing it to a number that you don't know, the cases, which could be 80% false positives. We don't know.
Well, here's what's not in your data. The difference between people who died from COVID as opposed to with COVID. And they don't say anything about that at all, do they?
No, they don't. And what Senator Scott Jensen put up, he did a little audit in his state, and I think he found that 800 out of 2,800 claimed COVID deaths did not have COVID-19 as the primary cause of death on the death certificate. And of course, this is only very preliminary audit information, but that's showing that the numbers that they're presenting are 30% high. Okay, that's about 30% high.
You can't trust anything coming from this government. You really can't, Dave. Dave, we got Professor McCanny with us. Anything else right now?
Yeah, well, I would just alter this and look at the claim deaths being like 55,000 below 65 as compared to maybe 7,500 in a flu death season. Yeah, that's about it. The other thing is, I guess it's claimed that a lot of the cases they're showing in California are actually people coming up from Mexico and jumping in ambulances and getting taken to the hospital. I mean, if that's true, no wonder we're seeing a surge there. Yeah.
Well, of course. They know the American emergency rooms will take them regardless of their immigration status. Dave, thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Well, we have with us now Professor McCanny. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Here I am.
Well, sir, here we are. It seems like we are wrapping up each year more, with greater frequency, doesn't it?
Yeah, this one, they can rip the 2020 page off as far as I'm concerned right now.
Well, I think you'd find a lot of people agreeing with you, sir.
Oh, my goodness. What insanity. What insanity. But people are rebelling, as you can see, around the world. I see England as being the a country that has completely been, I would say, eradicated as a country. Would you, if you were a college or college-age student or person, 18 to 25, somewhere in there, would you go and date a girl from England who's received a DNA-altering shot? And, as far as genetics, my prediction is that you're going to see the genetic defects coming out from this DNA-altering, thing they're doing. You know, you just can't go in and and start messing with, DNA. I mean, what? Dr. Strangelove moron, we're dealing with mad scientists. They're not even science. This is not science. It's insanity. England as a country, I think I mentioned it last week, the day after they completely vaccinated the whole country, they came out and said, well, the lockdowns aren't going to stop because there's a new one. There's a variation of the COVID, and we're going to, it's going to be worse than the last one, and it's more contagious. You know, in one day, they already knew this somehow, magically. And so England is just being, they're the epitome of the country being jerked to the highest level. And, other countries.
They are, obviously.
And Canada also, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately. Well, England served as a beacon of light for centuries as far as governance and, productive people that were accomplishing great things. But they basically destroyed themselves, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. It's their, like I say, their history. You're going to see the physical defects coming out in future generations from what just happened. So I don't know. I guess time will tell. But it's
here in this country, they're focusing on African Americans to get the vaccinations first, and there was some resistance within that community from both pastors and men in the streets. They don't trust the government. They don't trust the vaccine. And I say, good for you guys. Go for it.
Right, right. Anyway, John, I was thinking something here, in that of all the people in the world on the planet, I should be the biggest supporter of Joe Biden. And the reason is because I'm sitting on the patent, owner of the patent of the technology that will blow away solar panels and three-blade wind turbines, which they want to spend trillions of dollars on. So I tend to have, you know, within 2 years, I could be the next Elon Musk financially with what I'm sitting on. The issue is, you know, you take the flip side, Trump has no clue about what's going on. He's very correct that alternative energy as it's presented does not work. And he's not influenced by big corporations like Siemens and GE, who would stuff money into Biden's back pocket, or other companies from China. But I'm not, you know, money does not influence me, is what I'm saying. I would not bend my standards for $1 trillion or becoming the next Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. Biden is a crook. He represents a criminal organization that is worldwide, coming from two sources, the Vatican and China, and through the World Bank, the Vatican through the World Bank that, you know, runs one side, the CIA side of the U.S., Mossad, etc., and then the other side where they're totally compromised, coming from China. So given that, you know, how could you support a person like this? How, it's just an indicator of how stupid people are in the United States, that they have no clue of who these people are, who supports them, and they're really just pawns in the middle of a bigger show. You know, the idea that Biden will even be there for very long is ridiculous. I just mentioning that I should be the biggest supporter of Joe Biden on the planet, and I'm not.
Well, good for you, Jim. Good for you. While we're talking about alternative energy, what updates on the wing generator do you have, sir, for us?
Well, I'm dealing, this is what I do all the time. I'm speccing out systems for people that need to get off the grid. They want to be off the grid. The typical customer is not a small farmer, or, you know, I'm getting business from people who are down to like 1-2 kilowatt type sizes on these multi-blade systems. The real customer for what I'm doing is somebody with a serious business in agriculture, farming, or ranching, and that they have a serious electric bill, or they have to get off the grid, and they have the money to spend, you know, $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000. That's my target market, for example. And if people are much smaller, I'll try and help them get off the grid too. But the real target is these people who depend on electricity. They probably have a $20,000 or $30,000 a month electric bill. They have terrible service. They're worried about being cut out of electricity at any given day. And so that's the main market right now. And that's worldwide. That's, I'll tell you, it's coming from, I get communication from everywhere, and it's the same story.
Well, good, good. So have you shipped any units overseas yet, sir?
I don't talk about marketing and things like that, but it's very active. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're not already aware, when you start shipping to third world countries, everybody's going to have their hand out wanting a payoff, in case you don't
there's,
know.
There's places where you can't, because they'll go and tear the equipment down and take the copper out.
That's right. That's true also. The parts of St. Louis like that. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 23rd of December. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I'm so glad I got EMP Shield devices for my daughter, my grandson, my son-in-law, my nephew, that they can make that one most important trip, the most important trip of their life, that one trip to get home when nobody else can. Nice discount if you get your EMP Shield device at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have not one, but two weekly radio shows. Please tell people how they can listen live and to your archives. Thank you. Please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, that would be tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. All the different ways to listen are listed on my webpage, which is linked from your page, John. And it re-airs about seven times after that through the weekend. And then also my paid cast and Patreon channel, all available on my webpage.
All right. And your archives go back, what, about 20 years, don't they?
20 years, yeah. I started in 2000, and so, amazing. Yeah, 20 years worth of archives and growing. So, yeah, that's I'm not sure how many other, you know, when I look at the I guess you might call it my resume for radio, it goes back to the mid-90s, the Art Bell Show, early 2000s with people like Alex Merklinger and Clay Douglas, and a lot of people probably don't even know who those people are. And then, of course, the modern Coast to Coast and your show. How long have I been on your show, John?
I'm not sure. I don't know, at least 10 years, maybe longer.
So a long time.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, there's a long history of, but anyway, I also have to bring myself into the modern world. And so I'm updating with some podcast platforms and streamlining my show towards more scientific issues, because like on this venue, I can talk about quite a few other topics. But on my own, I'm going to make it keep it to scientific topics, current events in science and scientific analysis, analysis of historically important scientific issues. Because it's very unique. There's nobody else really doing this. There's a bunch of YouTube nutcases out there that have just garbage, but there's nobody real. And so that's what I'm going to concentrate on, and keep doing what I'm doing as probably the foremost real scientist on the planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, keep at it there, Jim. And you've now authored 12 books. Is number 13 on the way?
Yep. I don't know when the next release will be. I'm pretty busy right now. I'm upgrading my webpage, and I'm putting on these podcast platforms, and then it will be upgraded to a different format. Right now, it's still HTML code, but I've rebuilt it so that now I'm working with people who are going to take that and build a modern, like a WordPress page, which has a lot of benefits for watching traffic and, you know, all of those things that go along with a modern web page.
Well, good.
So that's where I'm focusing right now. Like I say, bringing myself into the 20th century, the 21st century. You know, in terms of, and then as far as content, I've got a boatload of content here. The Nazca Lines paper is going to be updated. There's two more volumes coming out on the prime number, Principles of Prime Number. Volume one is already out. I have volume two and volume three coming out. And I've got about four other books that I'm actually working on in the background. I don't know when they might be released, but that's keeping me busy. Mainly right now,
I'm
doing
work. Will the books be available both as ink on paper and also as well as the online version?
No. It's too expensive to print books. I'm going to keep the print books that I have right now. There's like six that are in print, and I'm going to keep those in print. But unless something radically changes, the distribution, the printing, the warehousing, the, you know, putting them in envelopes and sending, and
That's where print on demand comes in. You don't have to do any of those things, Jim, with print on demand.
Right. The only problem with that is I don't know if I trust Amazon.
Well, because Amazon is the big boy in the market, but there's other print-on-demand outfits. You might want to check them out that you might find more trustworthy. Because, with the demographics of your audience and mine, people want ink-on-paper books. They want something that they can't lose.
Well, I will take that under advisement. Yeah,
yes, sir. John. Thank you, sir. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 23rd of December. That was the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a fine group of young men and women up in St. Charles County, Missouri. Their website, lewisandclarkfifeanddrum.com. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting things there. You're going to have some time off from work, some discretionary time to do some reading and watching videos. There's a lot at my website that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you sad, make you happy, make you angry. A lot's there. And under the COVID section, that seems to be the big topic. Two things everybody should see. Bill Gates giving a TED talk where he talks about reducing the world's population with vaccines. First talk. The second talk, he talks about changing people's DNA with the COVID vaccine. If you watch nothing else, watch those two videos. They'll really enlighten you. Also, my website, we got a new year coming up. If you're tired of the arthritis pain, and who wants to deal with pain every day? I don't. That's why I use my energy cleaner every night. I get a great night's sleep every night. I sleep as good as a small child or a teenager every night because I use my energy cleaner and my mattress pad. You can also just get your energy cleaner, get your mattress pad. You're good to go. Everything's at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, I got to watch a performance of the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, and it's a fine group of young men and women that wear authentic uniforms, duplicating the U.S. Army uniforms of 1804 to 1812. Very disciplined, talented young men and women that bring history to life. I'd like to see other groups around the country doing the same thing, wouldn't you, sir?
Well, that's very good. Yeah. People have to understand a lot of things. History is being distorted so amazingly today by the cancel culture, you know, and they just throw something out there and it just, you know, people start grabbing onto it. So, yeah, it's important for the youth of today to start gathering the truth, you know, and that's, for example, what my science education program is about, because the truth has been distorted so amazingly in all directions. What people need is the ability to look at things and see through them and understand and go back and find true history. As things move to the internet and then the internet can change, it's not like books or textbooks where the people used to go to a library and they'd go and they could get a history book that was printed 40 years ago and read it and see what, you know, and compare that to the book of 30 years ago or 20 years ago. And now you can't do that. Everything's on the internet. Everything's subject to change. Everything is censored. Everything is put there by some other person with an agenda. It's crazy, you know, so people really don't have good information. So it's really important for youth of today to go out and search for the real history of where things are going.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. What direction do you want to go next, sir?
Well, for a long time this fall, there was nothing mentioned about the Christmas star. And every year, it's like clockwork. You know, the scientific community, the astronomical community comes out and tries to speculate the star of Bethlehem. Right. And so there's this year it finally hit 2 days ago. Space.com came out with a star. What is the star of Bethlehem? You know what? The first thing they say is it isn't a comet. They want to put that right in your face right away. Nope, don't think about being a comet. And that's exactly what it is. And, of course, then they go on, they talk about planetary alignments. A planetary alignment will never, ever, possibly, could never be the Christmas star because they only last a few hours. We have three kings living in three different countries who saw this in the east, and then they followed it to the west, which means it was a morning star when they discovered it, very typical of, like, the planet Venus. Or comets are very often the same way. And then they followed it to the west. But this thing lasted for probably a year or two in the sky. And it was a very unusual comet that they had been waiting for thousands of years. So planetary alignments in 10 different ways don't cut it. They only last a few hours. And then they talk about, you know, but these astronomers, they try and be official. They make me sick. They're so stupid. It's like the geologists who say the Great Flood was, oh, that was a land breach over in the Mideast where some waters flowed into the Mediterranean Ocean. And
that's easily disproven. Easily.
Well, yeah, we're supposed to believe that Noah built an ark in this valley where he somehow had advance notice that this breach was going to occur. So he built an ark so that he could float up to the next highest hill.
Right.
He well, could have walked up there.
All you need to do, my very dear friend I served with in Vietnam in military intelligence, he went on vacation out west. He climbed the top of one of these big flat top mesas. He calls me up the next day. He says, John, there's seashells all over the top of this thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what more proof do you need? You know?
Well, up in the Andes, you go up in the Andes Mountains, high up in the Andes, and you find rock embedded with seashells seashells laying.
Many of my listeners can go to the Andes, but most of them could take a road trip out Route 66 to the mesas. It's not a very expensive or complex thing to do compared to going to the Andes Mountains. But they're both true, aren't they?
Right. But, you know, the other thing you could do, John, is when you go there, is you could prove that the Earth is round from that vantage point.
I guess I should mention is 8:40 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone and 8:40 p.m. in Bangkok, Thailand right now.
Right. That might tell you something if you had a thinking brain, but that could be a thing of the past, too.
Well, how is that? If the Earth is flat, how can it possibly be 8:40 p.m. in Bangkok right now? How is that possible?
Well, John, what I want to know is where's the edge of the Earth? Where is the edge?
Well, you really can't go there. And all these pilots are all in on the conspiracy. The commercial and military and private pilots worldwide are all in on the conspiracy. They won't tell us what the real deal is.
Right. Oh my goodness. Let's jump on to another topic. But anyway, I wanted to get this in there on the Christmas Star because before this, actually 2 days ago, they posted it on space.com. But the first thing they say is it wouldn't be a comet. And that's, you know, I don't know if astronomers are this stupid or are they just paid or is there some kind of drug they put in the university water system that makes
them...
Well,
is there some kind of underlying secret political agenda that you and I aren't aware of, Jim?
I think at the level these people are at, they're just stupid.
Oh, okay.
but the actually higher agenda is that the whole issue of comets being associated, it's a long, involved story. But it's something that, for example, Hale-Bopp, my recent book, Planet X 2020 Update, The Real History of Planet X, talks about the comet Hale-Bopp. But all of the intrigue that went on behind the scenes from the Vatican, from NASA, from the CIA, and all of the other stuff that was going on, public groups and things, that were all positioning and not really realizing that there was this tremendous negative backlash coming out of the CIA and the Vatican. The CIA is the police force for the Vatican Bank, literally. And there's a lot of other, let's say, I'll just call it black magic, to put a cloak around all of the heebie-jeebie stuff that goes on in these secret societies that stem out of these groups. But comets are at the very center of all of it. So to raise the point that the birth of Christ came along and was signaled by a very special comet is at the very heart of the information they don't want the public to know about. But then, like I say, these tier two scientists that you see in these articles are just morons. They give a true meaning to the term piled higher and deeper.
Well, absolutely they do. Absolutely. If you have a question or comment for Professor McKinney, the call number is 512-248-8252. You're doing an updated version on the Nazca Lines. For those who don't know, that's the ancient markings in the desert down there in Nazca, Peru. And you solved the mystery goes back to World War II. Airplanes had not flown over that area before World War II when these lines were discovered. They can't be seen from the ground. And anything you can share regarding updates on that matter?
Well, it's like a lot of my work, it goes to a whole nother level. And this is what this, you know, one of the fun things in my life as a person who's on the cutting edge in a lot of different directions, is that the when you go to the next level, like my prime number stuff, when I published my first book in 2007 on prime numbers, it was calculate primes. I had no clue where this was going to go. Then it went to the next level, which was a practical level of breaking RSA codes, where I published that book another 7 years later. And then the first book, Principles of Prime Number, came out, I was making quantum leaps of knowledge over those original ones. And now it is just ballooned out in about 10 different directions that I never even imagined before. And so this is what is fun for me, just being in a, you know, kind of a space where nobody has ever been before. Nobody's ever imagined it. And so that's where I have my fun, basically,
you're telling us, we need to wait for the book to come out, is what you're telling us.
The Nazca Lines, Lines is very, very interesting. It's some new developments, some new things that are coming along, and this fit like a glove into other things that have happened.
All right. Well, I look forward to that, because the Nazca Lines is something I find fascinating, and I'm looking forward to the publication, which do you have a publication date for it yet for us, Jim?
No, unfortunately, it's just like, it's sitting in one of the piles here of paper that I can pick up occasionally. And if I go on a trip sometimes, if I have some time, then I can, that's some of my thinking time. In fact, the original prime number work, John, came as I was on an airplane flight, a long one, and I went to sleep and I dreamed this solution. It was, which I used to do in college all the time. I'd go to bed with a physics problem and my subconscious would be working on it. In the morning, I'd wake up with it and I'd sit down and write it out. And I did that on this airplane. And I woke up in the prime number, original tables and things that are now published, started coming out, and I was able to write it down before I forgot the dreams.
Well, and you're accessing your subconscious mind, which gives you access to unlimited intelligence. We got a caller here, John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Professor McKinney. You mentioned Noah's flood.
Yes,
I have heard it. One of the rebuttals to the idea of a worldwide flood is that if the water got so high that it submerged the tallest mountains, it would freeze. What are the problems with that? What they're assuming is that the earth prior to the flood, that the earth, the conditions on earth they're assuming uniformitarianism, basically. But if the earth, but how was the earth different before the flood that it was possible to submerge the earth or the surface, land surface of the earth under, completely underwater? And yet the water at the surface not freeze because of being at such a high elevation.
The ocean levels were raised about 200 to 600 feet. We don't have a firm number on that, but they were, the continental shelves that are off of the, say, the east coast of the Americas and in the Gulf of Mexico was land prior to that. And you can see the riverbeds that come out and drop off the edge, which used to be the edge of the continents. And this is worldwide, not just the United States. But the whole world was not covered with water. It was torrential rain, and it might make you think that the whole world was covered with water, but I don't know who's saying the whole world was covered with water. That is not what happened. It was torrential rains. Have you ever been in a torrential rain? I'm not talking about a lot of rain. I'm talking, it's raining so hard you can't breathe. Have you ever been in a rain like that?
No.
I have. There's so much rain that, it washes everything away. Water is a very powerful force, so it cleans everything. When the first naturalists walked across the western plains of the United States, they saw a tremendous result of flooding. And one of the things that Velikovsky said, for example, is all of that was cleaned up by the late 1800s. They had used the wood for fires, etc. And so there was a great flood worldwide.
Absolutely. We have our next break here. We'll be right back. Thank you for calling.
It was due to torrential rains.
Okay.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Fix bayonets. Many men have
all right, back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the 23rd of December, visiting Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got about 2.5-3 minutes here, sir, to get the information out you want to get out this week.
I would just say Merry Christmas. This is a very unusual Christmas. That's all I can say. It's the most unusual Christmas possibly of my life and possibly in a few centuries. But just try and enjoy the season and all the insanity that's going on coming from all directions. We're in a time that's very critical for the future of the world right now.
I'm telling my audience every day, two or three times a show, is there is no pandemic. A disease that kills 0.3% of the people that get it is by definition not a pandemic, is it, sir?
Well, yeah, it's not a pandemic. And I mean, even at that, there's no proof that, given, there's no scientific proof given that these people had anything that's related to COVID-19.
Well, we've seen everything.
There's no science here.
Right.
Yeah,
we've
everything is falsified.
Everything's falsified. Right.
When I came on your show, some guy was talking about numbers. It's like, it's all fake. There are no numbers. There are no statistics.
No, no.
Nothing is valid. Nothing you've heard or any of the things you think you know are valid. So it's not even worth talking about. But the only thing worth talking about is that try and do the best thing you can for your family. And if you're in a place where you're in a lockdown, you have to get these people out of office. You have to, you know, open this up and open up society. The places that did not lock down are doing fine.
That's right. So, that's right. And frequently they're right next to jurisdictions that are locked down, and they get a big bonus of customers because of it, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, Merry Christmas to everybody. It's been a crazy good year. Hopefully remember the good parts of it. But fasten your seatbelt. We have to push back on a worldwide level because the local politicians, et cetera, they're just the little pawns. This is a worldwide, you know, process that's being forced on the public. And you have to understand, if you take out these little players at the base, they'll just put somebody else in place of them. You got to go after the root of the problem. And that's on an international level and goes all the way up to the Vatican. It goes to people like Gates, who is a front person for other bigger groups that are behind him. So, but there has to be some prices paid.
Absolutely. Some Jim, thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you and your family. We'll be back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We're back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.